SBS SitRep. Donald Trump is the last man standing in the race to secure the Republican presidential nomination. It looks likely he'll face Hillary Clinton, but rival Democrat Bernie Sanders is still giving her a run for her money. Let's talk to Simon Marks from Feature Story News in Washington. Good to speak to you today, Simon. Can you believe it?
Well, I keep pinching myself, but it seems to be true. And I think we're stuck with him. And if we're stuck with him, the Republicans are definitely stuck with him. We can talk about that in a moment. But look, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. You know, Christmas parties here in Washington, D.C. were dominated by the great and the good in Washington telling me that there was no way Trump was going to win the nomination. The money was all going to flow to Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush. And it has not come to pass.
Yes. Houston, that's the city of American politics.
Yeah, and Simon, no way it was going to happen, so much so I think you said you'd eat your hat.
I did say on the day that he threw his hat into the race on another radio station that there was absolutely no way in which Donald Trump would be the nominee, that he was nothing more than a clown and a political circus act, and we could completely disregard him. So that shows how much I know.
So listen, just are his tactics likely to change, do you think? Are we going to see a different man emerge?
Well, we saw a different man on Tuesday night here when he won the Indiana primary, which, of course, is what put him over the top and led Ted Cruz and John Kasich to drop out. And he suddenly lowered his voice and he was trying to be a lot more presidential, flanked, of course, by the stars and stripes. And he is under pressure from his advisers now to adopt a new tone. But first of all, it's too late for that. I mean, he can't disown the tone that he adopted on the primary campaign trail, in which he embraced violent rhetoric, often insightful language during those primary contests. Mm-hmm. And also he himself has said, look, it doesn't come naturally to me to be presidential. That's not who I am. So whether he sticks with this new tone, I think is very much in question.
Do you think he'll disown the tone on NATO? Because he seems to have backed away from saying such strong words that he's said against the alliance in recent times.
It's a very interesting question because one of his foreign policy advisers, yes, he has them, George Papadopoulos, has been saying in the last few days that David Cameron needs to apologise to Donald Trump for the things that he said late last year about Donald Trump, in which he dismissed him as reckless and some of his ideas as stupid. And Mr. Papadopoulos has said, you know, we rely on Britain. It's a cornerstone of NATO. Well, that's the same NATO that Donald Trump has argued over the last couple of months has outlived its usefulness. Mm. The problem with Trump is anything that he says is sort of worthless 30 seconds after he said it because he's likely to say something different going forward. And that,
I can
by the
relate
way, is
to
a
that,
real...
Simon.
But that's a real challenge to the British government and other governments around the world who have not so far engaged in very much outreach with the Trump campaign or Trump's advisers because they didn't initially take him seriously. But now there's only Hillary Clinton standing between him and the Oval Office, and they're going to have to start formally engaging in some kind of discussion to try and understand exactly where he stands.
Okay, a couple of points strike me. A, Trump is going to get the, whatever it is, 1237 delegates that he needs, because there's nobody else going to get them. It's also a case of America is quite frightened of Trump, but so far a lot of the people who would naturally vote Republican have gone along with it. They don't much like Hillary Clinton, or so the evidence suggests. I mean, it could be a much closer thing than perhaps, you know, we might imagined, or certainly we'd have imagined at the beginning.
So Christopher, I think there's a couple of things to remember. Elections are won in the United States in the centre. They're not won at the extremes. So both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, who have got huge negatives and legions of people who dislike them on either side, they have to find a way, first of all, of unifying their own parties around their respective candidacies. That's not going to be easy. And then secondly, they've got to find a way of reaching those all-important swing voters in battleground states like Florida, Michigan, Ohio, and all the rest that we'll be focusing on this November. And, you know, most analysts here argue that Hillary Clinton is better placed to reach those swing voters than Donald Trump, but neither of them is particularly well placed to reach them, which is why this, I think, is going to be an intense battle that now plays out in the months that lie between where we are today and Election Day in November.
Just briefly, Simon, in those months that lie ahead, over what might you be eating your hat next?
Well, that is a very, very good question, because and to be serious about it, you know, conventional wisdom in Washington, D.C. is now worthless. I mean, it's worth the same as swampland in Florida at this point. You know, conventional wisdom will tell you Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president because Donald Trump cannot win it. You know, conventional wisdom has been turned on its head over the last 6 months. Let's see what happens in the next six.
All right. Simon Marks from Future Story News. Thank you for your time today.